Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have for you there. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. We were just talking about some pretty interesting news in the world of cryptocurrency, and that is that the Stellar blockchain, Stellar Crypto, which is more than just a crypto. It's got this whole token system built into it.
It's an ecosystem for crypto.
It's got basically a decentralized exchange built in at the ground floor for Stellar. So whatever tokens are on the Stellar blockchain can easily be exchanged for one another.
Yeah, natively. And really clever implementation of that, which is basically if you have Ether and you want Bitcoin, okay, you can basically put up a transaction or an offer where you say, I have this one thing and I want this other thing. Mm-hmm. And when somebody else is sending a transaction to somebody else, to other players, if their preferences are the opposite of yours, it will clear your transaction in the process of doing theirs. So basically, they'll send you what you want to have and the buyer wants to spend, and in exchange, you will send to the seller what he wants and you don't.
Okay, I didn't know it worked that way. I thought it was just like a standard exchange where you can put market orders in and that sort of thing.
They probably have that as well, huh. But I thought the side effect solution was really elegant.
Wow.
In that everybody in it is doing something they want to do, so theoretically they'll do it for free.
So the story here is about Stellar teaming up with MoneyGram, one of the longest-running money transmitters out there. MoneyGram, you know, their classic business model is you go into a location, you give them some cash, tell them who you want them to send it to, show your ID, and then the person shows their ID wherever it is they're picking it up from, and then they get cash. And, of course, MoneyGram takes a fee for that transaction. But the old prediction was that Bitcoin was going to put companies like that out of business because, you know, cryptocurrency like Bitcoin makes it easy to transfer value from one person to another without having to involve a third party.
Yeah.
If you're going from Bitcoin to not Bitcoin or from not Bitcoin to Bitcoin, you still need somebody at the border to do the exchange.
Or the on-ramp, as they're calling it in the business.
On-ramp / off-ramp.
Right.
Because you can't get on if you can't get off, and you can't get off if you can't get on.
Pivoting is always a challenge in business.
Especially for an older business.
Yeah, you would think that it would be easy, given that, you know, a lot of these mega corporations, you know, have huge amounts of profits and everything, but there's just so many examples of businesses that have gone under that couldn't do it. I mean, look at Blockbuster. I mean, they were huge and couldn't do it. Couldn't compete with Netflix, and eventually went under. And they had
decades,
and they even deployed a Netflix equivalent solution, but they were too late to the game, so they couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, anything of size has inertia, and capital has form. It's not a bag of money that you can turn into anything. It's buildings and videotapes and cash registers.
And the old way of doing things, that's the inertia, right? Like these dinosaurs, they don't have it. They can't turn on a dime.
Yeah.
They don't have
the
vision.
You can't turn a cash register into a server.
Yeah. And they don't have the vision to be able to see what needs to happen early on in a lot of cases.
Yeah. It's also often a regulatory hurdle, too. It's harder for established businesses that are highly regulated to transition to something that may not be regulated yet.
Sure.
Relative to a nimble business.
In many cases, they're rightfully afraid that the regulator is going to come in and crush them.
Right. You've gone at, when you have an established business over the years, there's certain things that end up happening, like you get sued and then you have to put in certain rules or whatever. And those rules can hamper you, whereas another business who's just starting up doesn't have any of that legal red tape that they have to worry about. They might have an outside lawyer telling them what they can and cannot do, but they're not going to have that history of lawsuits or, whatever else that puts that ties their hands in other ways. So,
and 4 out of 5 startups will fail.
Sure.
But that means 1 out of 5 will not fail.
I want to tell you a little more about this story, but first, Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, you guys are talking about places that accept crypto and the difficulty of it and whatnot. Finding a business that takes that is like finding a gas station that has free air or maybe a kerosene pump.
It's way easier to find a business that takes crypto, especially if you...
Not in most places.
Especially if you include the internet is what I was about to say.
Well, I think he's talking about physical locations, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, New Hampshire, it's much easier in New Hampshire, but...
But even here, it's not like everywhere. I mean, Keene's the best in the state.
It's not like credit cards, but I mean, again, 60 years to see widespread adoption. But there's a surprising number of businesses in Keene that still take cryptocurrency, considering the small population of crypto users.
True, but we have seen a few drop off just because businesses go out of business. Like nobody's saying,
absolutely.
There's some businesses that just aren't here anymore.
Yep.
Well, there was a buddy of mine that ran a company called Global Silver Investors. And if my mind serves me correctly, it seems to me there's 5 mints that are authorized to produce coinage and bars that are not affiliated with the government. So anyway, he got hooked up with these religious sidewinders and ended up, it ended up being a bad deal. But he had all these $1 pieces and 10 cent pieces, and he was slinging them on the internet. And he would sell them for spot plus like a $1.50 over for, the coinage and shipping and whatnot.
Yep.
But anyway, one night he's in a restaurant and his bill was like, $60 or something. And the spot on silver at the time, if I remember, was like $62.50.
Oh, wow.
So he
didn't last long.
Yeah.
No, he tried. He tried to get his server to take. He was going to give him 2 of the dollar pieces, which would have been, $65 thereabouts.
Okay.
And 2 of the 10-cent pieces, which, are a tenth of that, $3.50 or whatever for his tip.
Okay, why do you call something 10 cents when its value is not 10 cents?
Well, it's the size of a dime, just to give you all proportion. It's a tenth of a dime.
Don't feel bad. I had the same argument with the guy who started Liberty Dollar.
I think you're talking about like maybe an ounce piece when you're saying dollar, which I agree is confusing.
It's worth a lot more than a dollar.
Yeah.
The silver dollar was a troy ounce.
Yeah, that's true. The old days, they did call it a dollar, and we were going way, way back. But right now, I think it's just clearer to say it was an ounce of silver or maybe a quarter ounce or something or whatever. But anyway, go ahead. What's the point of the story?
That's why I mentioned spot, so you'd value it at $30.50 for the ounce. But anyway, so the server's scratching his head, and he doesn't know what to do, so he goes and gets the manager. And this guy would not take $20 over the value of the dinner for the dinner. Mm. He wanted dead president.
Sure. People don't understand the value.
Well, people don't understand the value, and they don't always have an easy and ready way to convert the value. If you have to spend an hour figuring out what you're going to do with something that eats $20 worth of value.
So I think to back up at the defense of the business here, there is a certain amount of cost to owning and exchanging something, one thing for another thing, or being able to, if you're able to use it, if you're able to spend it, not a problem, but something like that is kind of hard to spend. So getting it
this is the whole getting it off the ground thing. And this is one of the reasons why cryptocurrencies have kind of been hard to get off the ground and get hard to get people to accept them. But at the same time, it's way easier than silver at this point because there are places to spend it, at least, versus, you know.
But there still aren't very many off-ramps, and that's what Stellar is looking to solve here with it, like with MoneyGram.
Well, this is another
silver and gold-backed stables.
More on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. And just having a conversation in the break there on our YouTube chat room where somebody who's listening supposedly regularly doesn't understand the difference between Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. And he or she or whoever it is thinks that we are quote-unquote shills for Bitcoin.
Huh?
Like, nothing could be further from the truth. We are not shills.
For the record, I advise against long-term investment in Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin BTC is going to die.
Yeah, I want to clarify my position on this too. Now, I'm not advocating for investing in crypto. Period. I don't think it's. I'm not saying it's not the best investment in all of human history. I'm just saying I don't. That's not the thing that I. That's not the reason I think people should be using cryptocurrency.
You're not in it for the money,
right?
Yeah, it's a good point to clear that up. A lot of us got into cryptocurrency because of the vision for human freedom.
Right.
And we started with Bitcoin BTC because that's all there was in the beginning. And then there were these alternatives that came out that were competing with Bitcoin BTC. And for a long time, I didn't understand the reason why anyone cared. Because for a long time, Bitcoin was useful as currency. It did
right.
have low fees. It was useful in, any part of the world, even the poorest parts of the world, because of the low fees. It was useful as electronic peer-to-peer cash. Mm-hmm. And then the people who were in charge of running or programming Bitcoin destroyed it by refusing to upgrade the code and make it so it would scale with user demand and keep the fees low. So they basically turned it from this useful thing into this savings program.
Yeah, it's the best kind of way to describe it is they refused to fix a bug, right? Or they refused to fix a critical issue. Like, it's like somebody giving you a car, right? Or you selling somebody a car, and then when there's a defect discovered, the manufacturer refuses to fix it, but they have a copyright on it or a patent on it or something, and only they can fix it. It's like, well, if you can't use it anymore.
Anybody can fix bugs in Bitcoin. They just
right,
can't
which is,
call it BTC.
Which is why you end up forking. And this is a good use case for forking, which is funny because we're just having a conversation about how forking is not usually the best solution. Or
yeah,
not
I think
the,
off the air, right?
Yeah, off the air. But there are certain circumstances where forking makes sense. And but what we were actually talking about off air was that, you know, a lot of the times, especially it seems like in the crypto space, people fork stuff when it's not really necessary. Maybe initially you fork it, you create something, but you should be submitting those patches upstream if you want to see your code live on and make sure it's, you know, viable and everything else moving forward. Because if everybody's maintaining their own code base...
Of course, the problem with Bitcoin BTC is they steadfastly refuse
right.
to fix their
And that's why making a copy of it and releasing their own version that they have to maintain actually made sense because that was the only way it was going to happen.
And that's why Bitcoin Cash came out, and Dash, of course, is another great competitor. And that's always it's like we don't support quote unquote Bitcoin BTC in that it's not useful as for transactional purposes.
And
but we do support the cryptos that are.
Yeah, the problem that the part of the problem that's our fault, okay, is that we frequently use the word Bitcoin the way people use the word Kleenex.
That's true.
And that's kind of unavoidable.
I try to use cryptocurrency
instead of that.
I think we're better at it than we used to be.
But you know, we are, I think better at it than we used to be. But I catch myself doing it all the time, saying Bitcoin when I mean crypto.
Yeah, certainly when I ask cashiers at restaurants, I'll probably use the word Bitcoin. Do you accept Bitcoin? Just because
that's
I know.
Because it's known.
It's known. I know that. If you say cryptocurrency, I mean.
But it's known because it's hyped, and it's hyped
right.
because it's not the best.
Yeah. Let's talk about the other one of the other options, Stellar, is what we've been talking about tonight. Teaming
a Stellar
up
option
with MoneyGram now. According to the story here at Protocol.com, they say for Stellar, the deal is part of its goal of opening up access to crypto to underserved or unbanked populations. And this is what, for me, really made Stellar stand out when I first heard about it years ago, was the fact that they were interested in doing something that Bitcoin was originally supposed to do. Bitcoin was supposed to be something that somebody in the darkest depths of Africa, as long as they could get on the internet, even if they're making a dollar or less a day, would still be able to afford to send Bitcoin transactions. That is impossible now.
Because fees should be a fraction of a penny.
Exactly. But that is impossible now on the current Bitcoin BTC network. But Stellar's always been focused on keeping fees low and keeping crypto accessible to people anywhere on the planet, especially the unbanked populations.
And the thing is, once you have a common monetary system that you can share with people in Africa,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you can do that with as little friction as possible, they're operating in the same economy that you're operating in.
Right.
And the world becomes a smaller, closer place where...
banks.
Without banks, without middlemen, without mm-hmm. regulators in yeah. the way.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm always amazed. People talk about crypto as like, you know, they're fear-mongering. And all I'm thinking in the back of my head is, what other currencies, like fiat currencies, can you spend or, receive and be able to spend them both locally and internationally? There's mm-hmm. almost nothing other than cryptocurrencies. Maybe
historically,
US
the
dollars,
answer
but,
was the dollar.
Right. But this is the only...
That's what they need right. when they say reserve currency of the world.
This is the only cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin probably, and maybe Bitcoin Cash, are probably the only two real examples, and maybe a few of those others. But the point is, basically, cryptocurrencies are the only real example of a competitor to the U.S. dollar, you know, internationally.
Sure.
But the most important thing is, once you're in crypto, there are at least potential technological solutions that make it so it doesn't matter if you prefer Bitcoin and the other guy prefers Bitcoin Cash. And that's why I thought the exchange algorithm that I described was so important, because it makes competing currencies irrelevant and gets the idea of currency closer to being what it represents, and what it represents is value in a pure form.
Danielle Dixon's the CEO of the Stellar Development Foundation. She said about this deal, quote, "From that standpoint, this really changes potentially a huge amount and really brings the cash-based world into the digital economy. We're actually really trying to target those users that have cash and really grow their opportunity," unquote. Because up until now, if you don't have a bank account, you are mostly shut out from the world of cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah.
With the exception,
if somebody tries to let you in, they may go to prison for it.
Yeah. With the exception, because that's why they're coming after the Crypto 6,
yes.
which you can learn about at thecrypto6.com. With the exception of Bitcoin vending machines where you can use cash, it's just they may not always be accessible. They may not have, you know, in some cases, fees lower than 20%. So if you want to get an actual decent deal on the purchase, you're basically out of options, unless you can find somebody in real life who's desperate and willing to sell it like a market price, which is very, very hard to do in most places. So this potential deal, this deal on the table with Stellar.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol revealed new insight into what happened that day during its primetime hearing Thursday night. According to Vice Chair Liz Cheney, then-President Trump made no calls to direct law enforcement agencies to protect the Capitol. Instead, then-Vice President Mike Pence did, effectively taking on the role of president.
President responded with this sentiment, quote, "Maybe our supporters have the right idea. Mike Pence, quote, deserves it.
The Biden administration is lifting its requirement that international air travelers to the U.S. take a COVID test within a day before boarding the flights, easing one of the last remaining government mandates. A senior administration official today said that the mandate will expire this Sunday at midnight. This is USA Radio News. The Dow dropped more than 700 points this morning after a key inflation report missed estimates and showed a higher-than-anticipated increase in the price of consumer goods. The May Consumer Price Index rose 8.6% year-over-year, its highest level since 1981, further stoking investors' worries about a possible economic downturn and an increase in interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve. The central bank is expected to announce a 0.5% interest rate hike next week. Russian President Vladimir Putin compared himself favorably to Peter the Great, a Russian monarch from the late 17th century, using the likening to justify Russia's invasion of Ukraine. During a visit Thursday to an exhibition dedicated to the first Russian emperor, Putin attempted to liken Peter the Great's conquest of Sweden in the 18th century to his own military invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, and you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. We're talking about a pretty big deal that apparently just started today with the Stellar Development Foundation. They're the group that works on the Stellar blockchain, making it better, improving it, etc. And they've come up with an interesting deal with MoneyGram, which has hundreds of thousands, over 420,000 retail locations all around the planet. Now, not all of them are on board with this yet, but locations in the U.S., Canada, Kenya, and the Philippines are on board, and seven more countries will be coming on this month. They're expecting up to 200 countries by the end of this month, perhaps. On this deal that will allow users to go physically into a MoneyGram location, put cash down on, you know, give that to the vendor or whatever, and then receive crypto, specifically the USDC, that's the US dollar stablecoin that's issued by Circle and Coinbase, I think that's who's behind USDC. That will come into your Stellar wallet. And then you can do whatever you want with that. You can then buy Bitcoin with it. You could buy Ethereum with it. You could buy the Nigerian Naira with it. You can buy, there's so many different things that are on the Stellar blockchain. I don't even know, you know, probably 1% of what is on there. And of course, you can always take your, you can buy Stellar itself, and then you can take those to other exchanges and exchange them for, you know, anything you want. So this is an interesting way to get people who have cash into the world of cryptocurrency without having to use the banks. Now, of course, you are still dealing with a regulated financial institution known as MoneyGram, and so therefore, know your customer rules are going to apply. You are going to have to show ID in order to do this, but that's just the way it is, unfortunately, with these on-ramps, as they call them. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, the best way to get crypto is to receive it, to accept it.
For services or whatever?
Yeah, because if you're accepting it, then you don't have to worry about the KYC stuff.
Sure, if somebody's going to pay you.
Right. So if you've got a business or a service or something that you do, just let people know. All you got to do is advertise the fact that you take it.
But for somebody that doesn't have that option, which is probably most people, if they, you know, you're getting your paycheck.
If you work for a large corporation, not going to revamp their accounting system for you.
Sure. I agree with you guys on that. But the thing is, I think you underestimate the number of small businesses in America. It's
not all small businesses will do it either. A tiny fraction of small businesses will do it.
Oh, yeah.
No, but what I'm trying to say is that most individuals, or I should say a surprising percentage of the population does have the ability to start accepting cryptocurrency themselves directly for, you know, some sort of work that they perform. There are more small businesses than large businesses in the United States, mm-hmm. like, for example. So that's just what I'm trying to get at.
You can try. It never hurts to ask.
Yep.
But for the rest of us, you know, the rest of people can't do that, then they might just want to take an extra $20 and buy some crypto. And this is
going to be certainly an onboarding, you know, for those who can't. I 100% agree with you on that.
Since Stellar launched in 2014, this story from Protocol.com, its focus has been on payments. Last year, the company added USDC to its network, enabling people to pay much less than on other systems like Ethereum due to Stellar's low fees, which are typically a small fraction of a penny. Especially in today's bear market, boosting accessibility is a way to address the misconception that crypto is just for trading, since this improves other uses such as payments, said Dixon. For Stellar,
isn't a payment trading?
I guess you could look at it that way.
I think when they say trading, they must mean investment.
I think they mean swapping one currency for another.
Every time you buy or sell, it's a trade.
I think they're talking about swapping one crypto for another crypto in the hopes of making a profit.
Yeah, that's just investment.
For Stellar, that new product uses USDC instead of its native token, the XLM, highlights the organization's recent focus on stablecoins. Dixon sees the future of crypto payments in stablecoins. She says, "We don't prefer XLM over anything else. In fact, we prefer stable coins. They're a really nice way for payments to be leveraged," she says.
And that really makes sense. It frees you from the market risk of holding the XLM token, mm-hmm. because you're only in it for a moment while the transaction's going on. I really think that the future is going to be commodity-based stable coin.
Like an ounce of gold backing
an
crypto?
Ounce of gold, even an ounce of pork bellies.
Okay.
Or a pound of pork bellies or whatever they denominate pork bellies in, because, you know, once you get to the point where you and your counterparty don't have to be in the same commodity, okay, then the commodities market moves into this mass of things that's been subsumed by crypto. We've already mentioned crypto can replace money and crypto can replace banking. Crypto can also replace MoneyGram, although MoneyGram can make money off it. Well, that's in the process of happening. But crypto can also replace the commodities market. Mm-hmm. And the commodities market in Chicago is horribly rigged. You can't get, for example, you can't get physical delivery of gold and silver.
You're buying it on paper.
Without doing privileged magic. Mm-hmm. I was trying, when I worked for Citibank, to buy 1,000 ounces of silver on the commodities exchange and actually get it delivered to me.
They don't
and
have it.
Every commodities broker I talked to just told me I was crazy.
Yeah, they don't have it. Bringing together a traditional financial company with a newfangled blockchain group wasn't simple. MoneyGram and Stellar began talking in 2019, and the companies then built an adapter that showed it was possible for Stellar and MoneyGram systems to connect. The companies started talking about this current product in March of last year. In one key meeting last summer, Dixon with Stellar told the MoneyGram CEO, Alex Holmes, that, quote, "The thing that had been missed in a lot of different spaces is how much blockchain and crypto needs MoneyGram," unquote. The product was built over the last several months, or the next several months, and a pilot began in November. MoneyGram has licenses and operations in 200 countries and territories with more than 420,000 agent locations, which allowed for a relatively quick build. The president of Vice President of Business Development at Stellar praised MoneyGram's ability to abstract out all the complexity. Stellar's seen payments grow more than 500% on its network in the last year, but it needs to increase access for retail users.
I wonder if that adapter is open source, because that is something that could be really valuable for other companies that want to gateway their dollar accounting system to other currencies.
In 2016, they launched their first Anchors, a network of regulated financial institutions, money services businesses, stablecoin issuers, and other providers of on-ramps and off-ramps, and now have about 50 of those companies in places like Brazil, Nigeria, the Philippines, and the U.S. But most of the Anchors on Stellar are regional, and not all have physical cash in or out locations, so MoneyGram will be sort of a super anchor for Stellar. So here's how it's going to work, and again, this is supposedly started today in the United States, the Philippines, Kenya, and Canada. A customer initiates a transaction on a compatible wallet, which they use two different wallets so far. There may be more in the future, but they're called Lobster, L-O-B-S-T-R, and Vibrant. They initiate the transaction, then they bring dollars or other fiat money into a MoneyGram location. The agent verifies the identity of the user and loads the funds into the customer's digital wallet as a MoneyGram transaction using the Stellar blockchain network. And of course, you can do it in the reverse way as well. You can cash out from your Stellar wallet and pick up the cash at a MoneyGram location. So they're saying that already those two wallets, Lobster and Vibrant, are already live at launch, and the companies are working on supporting other, both custodial and non-custodial wallets. MoneyGram said the service will be offered, this is the most important thing here, no fees for the first 12 months in order to boost adoption.
That could cause an explosion in crypto adoption. That really could, because a big stop to crypto adoption has been the high fees.
Do you want to pay 15%? 15 to 20% at the local Bitcoin vending machine, or 0% right now? And again, the question is, what is it going to be after 12 months?
I mean, to some degree, we have had low fees, though, through exchanges. So,
but that's not what they're competing
with. Most people can't get exchange accounts.
Yeah, you have to have a bank in order to have an exchange account.
And a bank that won't close your account.
Yeah, good luck with that. The number is 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open if you want to join us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Chris here in the studio. We're talking about a pretty big development from Stellar, which is one of the top 30, I would say, cryptocurrencies out there. It's been as high as the top 10. It's not there at the moment, but it is still a relevant crypto. They come up with an interesting deal with MoneyGram in the United States and Canada, Philippines, and Kenya to start. But they're expecting to expand this globally to all 420,000 MoneyGram locations if this goes well. And that is to allow people to bring cash into MoneyGram locations and convert that cash into cryptocurrency. Specifically the USDC stablecoin, which you could then use to exchange for whatever other crypto that you want to exchange it to. And they're starting this up today. This is apparently day number one of this particular product, the service being available again in the U.S. They say that they're going to be offering the service for no fees in the first 12 months to boost adoption, and that's an incredible promotion. And we're, by the way, just to clarify, this isn't, you know, we're not sponsored by Stellar. We're not sponsored by MoneyGram. This isn't some sort of an advertisement. I'm open to hear criticisms on this. I think this is a great idea.
What I think is interesting about this is how this will impact the competition and reduce the fees potentially.
Possibly.
Of all the competitors.
You mean from like a Bitcoin vending machine or something?
Yeah, Bitcoin vending machine. Everybody.
That's basically the competitor here. Yeah. I mean, they're not competing with the exchanges. They're competing to get the people who don't have exchange access into the world of cryptocurrency.
But they're also competing with exchanges because, you know,
to some extent,
if you have a choice between sending a wire transfer to Bittrex and walking into your local Walmart. Walking into your Walmart is quicker, easier, and if there's no fee, it's even cheaper.
Yeah. That's a good question. I'm not I was going to say, I'm not sure about that, but I guess it depends. Maybe
well, if there's no fee, he's absolutely right. They are definitely then they're definitely then competing with exchanges, because exchanges are going to charge you maybe a 0.5% or something like that.
Well, but it's not just that. It's getting an account with an exchange.
Which is a huge hassle.
You have to dance for them.
But
you
know, here's the question.
You have to send them your ID and your stupid pictures.
You're going to have to ID
Once
in this case.
Once you've done that, though, it's probably easier to do it through an exchange, I would think, than it is to go into a Walmart.
Jump the hoops.
But you're right. I wonder, and this is the thing, I think it depends on what we're talking about. If we're talking about somebody who's just getting into crypto, it's not going to be as easy to set up at an exchange as it is to be walking into a Walmart and show an ID. But
or if you have some experience. Every exchange that I've applied to, save one, has turned me down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to get into.
I mean, it's hard to use you guys as an example.
That was before I was arrested. I haven't been applying to exchanges since my arrest.
Sure, I understand that. But just because you hadn't yet been arrested doesn't necessarily mean that there was not some messaging going around by government agents, you know, threatening banks or something along those lines.
Before the day I started?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It is not easy to get into these exchanges, and it's gotten harder over time, not easier to get
into. Oh, for sure.
So really the big question is, what happens after the 12 months? So 12 months, no fees. I mean, it's a no-brainer at that point. I mean, there's no reason not to try to service out. If I weren't on insane bail conditions prohibiting me from using crypto, I'd be there tonight or tomorrow to try to service, because it sounds pretty amazing. But according to the MoneyGram CEO, Holmes, he says, the price of transactions will eventually be priced competitive with buying and selling crypto or with sending remittances. The World Bank reports the average remittance fees paid on conventional money transfers in 2021 were a little more than 6%. So if they're going to charge 6% on future transactions, that still beats every Bitcoin vending machine out there that I've ever seen.
I mean, that's at least somewhere between 2% and 14% lower, basically, than a vending machine.
MoneyGram sees this.
I mean, you could literally operate a money vending machine while buying and selling from them.
Yeah.
MoneyGram sees a stellar deal bringing in new customers who want to get into or are already into crypto, as well as providing a new product for existing customers. Holmes notes overlap between immigrants who use MoneyGram to send money overseas and populations in Latin America that show strong crypto interest. In addition, by integrating with Stellar, it enables any other wallet on that network to plug into MoneyGram, adding more potential customers. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out over time. And, you know, kudos to MoneyGram for being willing to try something new here.
Yeah, honestly, this just made them not irrelevant.
Right. They may stay around a little while longer.
It's their competitors that I would be, which actually begs the question.
Western Union will be doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm just about to say.
Sometime soon.
This seems like it may be the start of a trend in terms of these regulated entities jumping into the crypto space.
And when that happens, potentially it will set off the firestorm of adoption that's going to cause the values to explode.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I've been talking to people about how, like, crypto tends to, you know, historically, it's gone down and it's dropped. But usually it's not dropped by more than like half of what it was at its height. And like, so right now I would say, I could be wrong here. It could go down, but I got a feeling we're probably at the lows. Like, this would probably be a great time to get in. Not that I'm advocating I go out and buy it, but if I were, like, this probably is a good time to go, especially if that does happen.
Don't go out and buy it until the day after my bail conditions end.
We got more,
well, anyway, like I said, I'm not going out and buying anything. I'm just saying, you know,
I wanna get
if I were to.
On the line here. We got somebody calling in from the 918 area code. You're on a Free Talk Live. On-screen call. Go ahead. Sounds like a screeching, I don't know if they're kissing us or there's like a screeching animal.
Sounds like a pig.
thanks for the call, I think.
Baby pig.
We made him squeal like a pig.
Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in the federal government's occupied territory of Washington State.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and they allowed me to smoke
Okay.
They're so kind.
Was that why you were calling tonight?
No, I was gonna. I want to bring up inflation. Earlier, really depressed me. You talked about Venezuela. Their currency had lost all their money, and it was fire tinder, and how their governments don't control. But if you look at history, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So Rome, East Germany.
Rome wasn't sacked in a day.
Isn't there a saying like that? Yeah, it wasn't, though. Yeah, you're right. But it just happened all at once, still, when it did happen. It's hard to decipher between the two.
Well, yeah, a lot of times these big historic changes in governments do happen very quickly, unexpectedly so.
Yeah, they frequently divide, too. So you might end up with
like
a country.
Like the USSR?
Yeah, the USSR or the Roman Empire, on numerous occasions, it just kind of divided. It got cut in half because of... I don't know if you call them warlords, but something equivalent to warlords, divvying up the Roman Empire. And then, it kind of like what was the Roman Empire after they expanded was no longer the Roman Empire, but the Roman Empire still existed because but it was in a totally different area.
Still exists. Now they call it the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Or it could be succession. Everyone breaks off into their own move with your feet, vote with your feet thing. Which
secession.
Secession. I apologize. It's a new word to me. Most people never heard it, so I guess I'm in the plus side of that. So,
well, they're going to be hearing a lot more about it, I think, as conditions continue to worsen here in the United States. People need to talk more. The words national divorce are being used more commonly these days, and whatever it takes to get the conversation started.
Yeah, national divorce is good.
We could be seeing the beginning of the end of the American Empire. May it rot in hell.
I hope it's going to end sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
They stretched it out a lot in Venezuela.
Yeah. I like to choice words independence, And it's actually speaking of independence, we actually just got in church today.
That basically says
it's not me, it's you, and then it has United States with New Hampshire for the New Hampshire independence.
It's not you, it's me is actually what it says. But
sorry, my bad.
Not much of a difference.
Yeah,
and then it's got the image of the U.S. and New Hampshire, and on the backside, nhexit.us. Right.
Yep.
Now those shirts are not available online though.
No, they're exclusively available at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Pork Fest coming up. So
you got to be there to get one of these things. You only have 100 of them.
That's right. 101.
And then they're gone.
Yep, then they're gone.
Jack, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Check out forkfest.party to learn more about that. And you can join us online between now and tomorrow night over at freetalklive.com, where, by the way, tomorrow we are expecting the return of Mark Edge. He should be joining us again for the next few weeks of broadcast.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.